Today's shir is Masechta Nozer Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. A number of the cases that we're going to learn in the Mishnah we actually already discussed in the previous shir, but we'll, Baruch Hashem, learn them again. It says the Mishnah, Reini Nozer Kesar Roshi. If somebody accepts upon himself a Nazirus like the hair of his head, Kafah Oretz, dust of the earth, Chol Hayoyim, the sand by the beach, Hareze Nozer Oilam, he remains a Nazir forever. Every 30 days he has to take a haircut. As we explained in the previous shir, given that he has tied his Naziris to items that can't be counted, dust of the sea, dust of the land, etc., what he has essentially, according to the Tanakhama, said is that he's going to be a Nazir every 30 days. He's going to begin a new Naziris and remain in that perpetual situation of every 30 days beginning a new Naziris for the rest of his life. The Rosh discusses that after every 30 days, as he begins a new Naziris, he has to bring the three kabbonis that the Nazir brings. He has to take a haircut that the Nazir takes after he brings those three kabbonis and then begin again. The Rosh discusses, is he obligated to bring all the kabbonis every month? Can he allow them to accumulate? If he doesn't want to bring a carbon and not take a haircut, what will be the din? And the Rosh says, Dati Noita, what I believe he has to do is every 30 days go through the procedure of bringing the kabbonis and taking the haircut. Rebbe, however, disagrees. Rebbe Omer, Ein Zeh Megaleich Achzos Shloshim Yoyim. Rebbe says, since he said the word Nazir, rather than saying the word Nazirois, what he means to do, says Rebbe, is accept upon himself a Naziris forever. And not every month a new Naziris. And we have here a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the opinion of Rebbe. And it really reflects on a Machlokes Rishonim we discussed in the previous year. Some Rishonim say that according to Rebbe, he's a Nazir Olam. We learned earlier in the Perek, the halachas of a Nazir Olam, the model of being a Nazir Olam, we said, was Avshalom, who has to remain a Nazir for his entire life. However, we learned that the Nazir Olam, so machlokes, could take a haircut every week, every 30 days, every year. And that's what Rebbe holds this Nazir is. Other Rishayim say that he's not a Nazir Olam, because the Nazir Olam, as we just said, has the right to take a haircut and bring the kabbonis at the various intervals we just mentioned. He, according to Rebbe, these Rishonim say, has to remain a Nazir for the rest of his life. Never take a haircut, never become Tamei, never bring kabbonis, never take a haircut. And as we explained, the Brisker Rav says that what is the basis of this Machloikus Rishonim is how to view what Nazir Olam is. He says, the way that Brisker Rav explains it, he says it's actually machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, a person who accepts that he's going to be a Nazir forever becomes a Nazir Olam, which according to Rebbe is the case of our Mishnah. According to the Ravid, says the Brisker Rav, Nazir Olam is not just a person who's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. A Nazir Olam is a special status. And the only time a person becomes a Nazir Olam is if he specifically accepts upon himself that he will be a Nazir Olam. Anything else, he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life, but this special category that we have identified called Nazir Olam is only if the person specifically says he's going to be a Nazir Olam. Certainly in the case of our Mishnah, he didn't expressly accept upon himself that he's going to be a Nazir Olam. And that's why Rebbe says he remains a Nazir for his whole life, but not the special din of a Nazir Olam. Who, according to Rebbe, continues the Mishnah, has the din that we discussed at the beginning of the Mishnah, that every 30 days, forever, he begins a new Naziris? Eizu megaleach achas l'shloishim yoyim. Who is that individual? Says the Mishnah, ha'omerai halai lai nazirois kasar roshi u'kafar oretz kachal ha'yoyim. Then when he says nazirois, so he's clearly indicating that he's accepting upon himself many Naziris. He's that Nazir, Rebbe says, that every 30 days begins a new Naziris. If someone says, Hareni Nazir, Mloy Habayis, Mloy Kupa. I'm going to be a Nazir, like what the house is full of what the box is full of. Baitke Maisai. We question him. What did you mean? Im Omar, Achas Gedoyla Nazarti. I meant one Naziris. But similar to what we said previously. But this Naziris looks to me like this big box. Feels to me like this big box. This Naziris feels to me like this big house. Dalochi is Nazir Lamajoyim. He'll be a Nazir, the standard Naziris, like we've learning Stam Naziris Lamajoyim. However, Vemom is Stam Nazarti. He says, I just meant Stam. And the Rishonim give two explanations. What does that mean? One explanation means, he says, I really don't even know what I meant. Whatever Rabbonim say I meant, that's what I meant. Or another pshat in Stam Nazarati is that I certainly meant more than just keeping the one minimal standard Naziris. Their halach is, Roin as a kippa, kil hi malei chardel. We look at the box if it's full of mustard seeds, and in a box, given the mustard seeds are very small, he is obviously accepting upon himself a tremendous amount of Naziris. And Aloch is the Nazir Kol Yomov. He'll be a Nazir for his entire life. Most Rishonim explain what does it mean he'll be a Nazir for his entire life. It'll be back to the first case of the Mishnah, that every 30 days he'll have to begin a Naziris again. Others say Nazir Kol Yomov means there'll be one long Naziris. The Karen Oira points out that why in this case do we examine, ask him, what did you mean? Whereas in the first case of the Mishnah we don't. Says the Karen Oira, this case is much more ambiguous than the original case, and therefore here we have to ask. However, according to the Tanakhama, or according to Rebbe, in the first case, they feel that when somebody says, Areni nozik tesaroishi kafar aretz, it's pretty clear what he means, and when it's clear what he means, he can't explain it by asking him. Then tells us the Mishnah in the following case. Hareni noz mekana mokim plani. We discussed this case in the previous year. In fact, as the Rishonim point out, our Gemara doesn't even explain this case, completely relying on what we discussed yesterday. If somebody says, I'm going to be a nozif from the amount of time it takes to from here until I get to a certain destination, Omdim, we evaluate kama yom mekana mokim plani. How long does it take to get there? In Pachas Malamajoyim, if the trip takes less than 30 days, Nazir Lamajoyim will be a Nazir for 30 days. For as we have been learning, you can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days. Mimlav, if it takes longer, Nazir Kaminyan Hayomim. He's a Nazir for the amount of time it takes to reach that destination. As we explained in the previous year, the Gemara said that our Mishnah is referring to a situation, Shehichsik Bederech, the person's traveling already on the road. He obviously accepted this Naziris upon himself to be a Shmira, that should be a way that he should have, be safe, should be a schooler for him as he's traveling, and therefore the Naziris is accepted for as long as the trip is expected to take, unless it's expected to take less than 30 days, with it a Naziris has to be a minimum of 30 days. Next case. Hareni Nazir Kiminya Moisa Chama. As somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir, the amount of days there are in the solar year, which are 365 days. And the Rishonim point out that our Mishnah, by using the words Kaminyan Yomais Achama, is trying to avoid a Shaila which is posed in the Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi says, what would be the halacha if somebody says Kaminyan Yomais Hashana? So we know there's a lunar year, which has 354 days. There's a solar year, which has 365 days. So what does he mean when he says Hashanah, the year? Does he mean the lunar year or the solar year? Even though the Rishonim seem to say that if someone, that this is a Shailun, the Yishalmi, but the Rishonim say that we're someone to use the Lashon, Yemais HaChama, we would assume he means the lunar year, because we Jews follow the lunar year. Our Mishnah is avoiding the Shailah by expressly saying he took on Yemais HaChama. So what he means is, according to the Tanakhama, Minan and Naziris Kaminyan Yemais HaChama. It means he accepted upon himself 365 series of Naziris. That means for 365 months, which represents 30 years and 5 months, he will have to, every month, be a Nazir, at the end of the month, bring the three Kabbonis, take a haircut, and start again. And I'm a Rebbe Yehuda, and in fact Rebbe Yehuda says There was one such an incident. Ma'isa haya kivin shesh lemes. There was one such a person that took on upon himself such a naziris. He was a nazir for these 30 and a half years approximately. And after he finished, he passed away. And actually, Yerushalmi, when it quotes the story, very much in line with what we just said a moment ago, says what exactly happened was that this naziris that he took upon himself was a naziris that it should be a shmira, it should be something to keep him safe. And the proof of the pudding was that as soon as he stopped being a nazir, the 365 months ended, he passed away because he no longer had that shmira. So the Mishnah said in the second case that if someone said, Hareni nazir, Meloy habayis or Meloy hakupa, Roin as a kupa keila Meloy hachardal. We look at the box as it was full of mustard seeds, the nazir koyamim, and then he's a nazir for his entire life because there's a infinite amount of mustard seeds in the box. Ask the Gemara, why do we look at it as if he's full of mustard seeds? Vamai lechsi kila malei kshuim v'deluim. Why don't we look at it as if it's full of cucumbers or pumpkins, which there aren't that many, and it becomes a manageable number? And here we have a machloikas rishonim. Why would be the din if we were to view it as a box full of cucumbers? The Rosh, which is the pshat that we're going to follow, says, and this is the example the Rosh gives, well, there'll be 50 cucumbers in the box. So it'll have to be a nazir for 50 months. 50 months is not necessarily the rest of his life. Hopefully it isn't. That's how the Rosh explains. Tosfos explains, it wouldn't even be that way. He would be one, he would have to be a nazir for 50 months. Not every month starting again, but if it's a number that's a manageable, accountable number, it will be one long naziris of the amount of cucumbers there are in the box. And in fact, Tosfos says that the example the Gemara gives about a cucumber is just an example the Gemara gives, because the Gemara could have given an example that it's a box full of dough, that you only could put one dough in it, and you'd only be a nazir for 1 month, because tam naziris lama join. But again, we're going to learn like the Rosh. Why don't we look at the box as if it's full of cucumbers, which is an item that could be counted, and the amount of cucumbers there are in the box, that's the amount of days, that's the amount of months he'll be nazir. To have a tekanta, and he won't have to be a nazir for the rest of his life. Our Mishnah represents a machloikis, and it follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, the Omer Oda Machmas Atzin Lidovish Sveka Chomim Vadoi. Rav Shimon is the opinion that Stam Naziris Lahachmer, that when we have a shaila regarding Naziris, we go L'chumra. But as the Rishonim explain, going L'chumra by Naziris is a lot more significant than going L'chumra in any area of Halacha. Why? Let's say I have a shaila on Shabbos. Am I allowed to do something? Am I not allowed to do something? And it's a shaila, a suffix, a raisa. We're machmer. So I don't do it. The consequences are manageable. The consequences, however, of being machmer by naziris are very serious. Because as we've been describing, the halacha is that when someone completes his naziris, he has to bring three kabbonis. He has to bring a carbon chatos, a carbon oila, and a carbon shlamim. So if someone is not sure if he's chayiv to bring a carbon oil or carbon shlamim, that's a manageable situation. Because many times the Gemara says what he should do is bring the carbon oil, bring the carbon shlamim, and make the following condition. If I'm obligated to bring them, here they are. If I'm not obligated to bring them, they should be considered that I brought a nedava, a private donation. However, carbon chatos cannot be brought as a private donation. You could only bring a carbon chatos if you're obligated to bring a karma chatas. And if you're not obligated to bring it and you bring it, it becomes chulin bazara. So if you have here a situation where a person is a shayla, if he's a nazir, he can't bring the karma chatas. So he'll never be able to end his naziris. That says of Shimon, even though by being machmer, the consequences are so serious, he still says a suffolk nazir is a nazir with no recourse. Another explanation that Rishonim give, why we have to be machmer by Suffolk Nazir, As we've been saying, and we'll learn more about it in Mitzvah Hashem as we get deeper into the Masechta Be'ezer Hashem, a Nazir, when he completes his Naziris, shaves all his hair with a razor. Now, there's a pasuk in the Torah, like, Kifu Pas Roishchem. We're not allowed to cut our payas with a razor. The answer is, the essay of a Nazir cutting his payas is Doicha the Loisa say of Loisa Kifu Pas Roishchem. Who has that essay Doicha Loisa say? Someone who's a Nazir. When someone who's not a Nazir has no right. So he has no way of being Mekayim that mitzvah. Still says Rav Shimon, we have to be Machmer. The Tanya, as Rav Shimon says, the Brisa says, Hareni Nazir Amnashi Hebe Kreza Meikor. Someone says, I have in my house a basket full of produce, and I'm accepting upon myself Naziris, if there's 100 quarts, a very large amount, of produce in that basket. For Halach, and now he comes home, the basket is missing. So he doesn't know, is he a Nazir or not? Rav Shimon Oyser, Rav Shimon says, we have a Shaila, is he or isn't he a Nazir? Rav Shimon is Machmash Shasofik Naziris Lahachman. Rav Yehud, and that's Pshat in our Mishnah. That in our Mishnah, where, as we said a moment ago, do we look at the batza as if it's full of chardol, mustard seeds, that essentially makes him a Nazir for the rest of his life? Or do we look at the batza as if it's full of kshum deluim, which is a manageable situation? The halacha is we look at the batz as if it's full of chardol. So Rabbi Shimon is machma. Rabbi Yehuda, however, is matter. Shesofik naziris lahakel. Rabbi Yehuda, as we explained a moment ago, says the consequences of being machmir, if someone is going to be a sofik nazir, are so serious. That's why Rabbi Yehuda is makel by Sofik Naziris. So the Ran, I remember discussing this Ran Masechta in the Dorim, asks a question. We said two reasons why Rabbi Yehuda would be makel by Sofik Nazir. One reason is because he can never bring the Karban Chatas, and he's stuck. Asked the Ran, we're going to learn later in our Masechta that although, as we've been saying, a Nazir, when he completes his Naziris, has to bring three Karbanas, Oilech, Chatas, Shlamim, Lahalocha, even if he brings one carbon, his Naziris is over. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying, asked the Ran? He can't be a Sofik Nazir because he's never going to be able to creep out. He can. Bring the Oilech, bring the Shlamim. The Chatas, he won't bring. Says the Ran in answer to that question, that no one enters into a Naziris that he's not going to be able to bring all three Kabbonis. And since he won't be able to bring the Karban Chatas in this situation, that's why Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't enter to the Naziris. The Chazon Ish asked the question along the same lines. The other reason that we said why a person won't enter into Sofik Naziris, because he won't be able to take the haircut, because he can't cut his payas unless he's obligated to cut his payas. Asked the Chazon Ish, we're going to learn in our Gemara that Taglachas Eina Makevis. If you don't take the haircut, that doesn't mean your Naziris isn't complete. So he won't take the haircut. Says the Chazon Ish, a beautiful vart. A Nazir could end and complete his Naziris without taking his haircut. But he has to be able to take the haircut. Then he chooses not to take the haircut. He's not obligated to take the haircut. It's not essential. But a person who can't take the haircut, the Nazir, that the taglachas is makif. There the haircut is essential. This Nazir, who we're describing now, the Sofik Nazir, is not a person who's not taking the haircut because he doesn't mind leaving his hair long. He's not taking the haircut because he's not allowed to take the haircut. There the taglachas is makif, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds Sofik Naziris lahakel. As the Machna Frayim was saying that Rav Shimon is machmer by Sofik Naziris. We know, asks the Machna Ephraim, that throughout Halacha, whenever we have a Shaila, what the status of something is, we follow a Chazaka. We put the thing, we keep the status quo. So here, why is Rav Shimon saying Sofik Naziris Lahachmir? The status quo is that he's not a Nazir. Why don't we remain with that status quo? Answers the Machna Ephraim, which seemingly is a simple answer. You can't keep the status quo, because the status quo has certainly been disrupted here. He said something. We don't know what it means. We don't know if it's effective or not. But to say that everything is the same, it isn't all the same. This concept that the Machna Ephraim uses is actually used by the Poskim in an interesting shaila. We know, Rachmana Litzlan, if someone loses a close relative for whom he has to sit Shiva, and he wasn't aware right away when the person passed away, the halacha distinguishes between a Shmur Kroiva and a Shmur Rechaika. If the person heard within 30 days of the death of the individual, we say that he has to sit full Shiva. If he heard after 30 days, he sits for 1 hour. So now, a person was notified that one of his close relatives passed away. But the question is, when did the relative die? That he doesn't know. Did he die within 30 days? And he has to sit full Shiva. Did he die after 30 days? Is it already past 30 days? And he also only has to sit 1 hour. Says the Taz, he has to sit a full Shiva. Why? So because everybody has a Cheskes Chai. Everybody has a Chazaka that he's alive. That Cheskes Chai says that he died at the last possible moment. And therefore we have to assume that he died later rather than earlier, and it's a Shmuel Kroiva, and he has to sit a full Shiva. Ask the Shagas Aryeh on the Taz, you can't follow Chazaka. Didn't the Machna Ephraim just teach us that whenever we have something that clearly disrupts the Chazaka, we no longer follow the Chazaka? Here we know for sure that the relative died. We don't know when he died, but we know he died. So that breaks the Chazaka, says the Shagas Aryeh, and the Taz saying that we should work with the Cheskes Chai is difficult to understand. But then the Shagas Aryeh says that if we're going to work with Chazakas, there's another Chazaka. There's Chazakas, he sat down Shiva, he's an oval in Shiva, and the Chazaka, since we don't know that he's allowed to get up, should say that he has to stay in the Shiva until we know for sure that he can get up. So we have sort of conflicting Chazakas here, and that's why I think the Paiskim, nobody should ever have the Shaila, but I think the Paiskim generally Paskin like the Taz, that he has to sit Shiva unless we could know for sure exactly when the relative died. So our Gemara at this point is saying that our Mishnah, which is being Machmer, and saying that we consider the person that we go L'chumrah, represents the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds Tam Nazir L'Hachmer. Reb Yochanan Amar, however, Reb Yochanan says, Afilu Tam Reb Yehuda. We could say that our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Reb Yehuda, that's Meikel. Why? Because Hocham Lai Nazir L'Einu Naziris. In the case where the person said, I'm going to be a Nazir if there's 100 core of produce in the basket of my house. So we're not sure, did he or did he not become a Nazir? So Sofik Nazirus Lahokal tells us, doesn't have to be a Nazir. Hosam Lainachas Lainaziris. He never had to begin his Naziris in the first place. However, Hocha Nachas Lainaziris. In our Mishnah, he's certainly a Nazir. The only question is, is he a Nazir like it's full of Kshurim? Or is he a Nazir like he's full of mustard? But my leslukimnei. The question is, how do we end the Naziris? Amai lelechsi lekupa kila malek shum medalum. Because our question is that we should, instead of assuming that he meant that the basket, the box, is full of mustard, it's full of cucumbers. Metavelei tekanta, and that will give him an eitzah to end the Naziris. Ha-Nazirus, taking out the word Sakadaitach, Ha-Nazirus is the Kabbalah, but in our Mishnah he certainly has a Nazirus. So as the Rishonim explain, even if the Gemara is asking a question, the wording, there are a lot of questions in the Girsa, so I'll tell you outside, I'll explain outside what the Gemara means to say. Yes, we're now assuming that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Stam Nazirus Lahakal. Here it's not a situation of Stam Naziris Lachal, because he's certainly a Nazir. But ask the Gemara, I understand the first Naziris. The first Naziris he accepted upon himself, because whether it's full of kshuim, or whether it's full of mustard, he's supposed to be a Nazir. But the question is on the second Naziris. Why should he be a Nazir the second time? If it's full of mustard, so as we said before, mustard seeds, it represents that he's a new Nazir. But maybe it's full of cucumbers, and he shouldn't have to be a nazir the second time. So the same point that the Gemara asked, that we follow the opinion of Yehuda, and whenever there's a shayla, if he is or isn't a nazir, we go lakula. So after the amount of days that there are cucumbers there, or the amount of naziris that he keeps, as if there were cucumbers there, we should say he's no longer a nazir. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Savala Karevi. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, the Tanan, that we learned in our Mishnah, Rebbe Omer, Ein ze megaleach achs l'shloish miyoyim. Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody says, Hareni is nazir kisar roish kafar oritz, it doesn't mean that he enters into a perpetual state of naziris. Rather, what it means is he has to be one long series of naziris for the rest of his life. Meaning that whenever somebody mentions a naziris with an item that's not countable, according to Rebbe, he becomes a nazir for the rest of his life, one long naziris. Now let's understand the Gemara. According to Rebbe, if someone says, I'm going to be a nazir like mustard seeds, one case at a time, the din would be that he has to be a nazir for the rest of his life. One long naziris. If he says he's a nazir like cucumbers, either it's one long naziris with the amount of cucumbers, or it's a series of naziris. But he certainly has to be a nazir. He has to start being a nazir. When did we say, says Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yehuda is mekel? He's mekel if he doesn't become a nazir in the first place. In the case of our Mishnah, whether we view the box as it's full of mustard, or whether we view the box as if it's full of cucumbers, a nazir he has to begin, no matter what. The only question is, does he have to start a second naziris? We don't know if the first naziris ends or not. But the first naziris does begin. And according to Rebbe, if it's mustard, it's for the rest of his life. So that's why here Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say his rule of stam naziris lahakal, because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, and he has to be a nazir for the rest of his life. We only could apply, it's important to review this, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the concept of stam naziris lahakal, to avoid beginning a naziris. But once a naziris begins, which it certainly does in our Mishnah, he's going to remain, and we can't stop the naziris unless we know for sure that it could be stopped. And since it might have been mustard seeds, and if it's mustard seeds, according to Rebbe, it represents one long naziris for the rest of his life, so we can't stop it. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rebbe Oimer Ein Zeh Megaleach Achs L'Shloishim Yoyim, when somebody accepted upon himself a naziris with an uncountable subject, he's a nazir for the rest of his life. Only Ezesh Megaleach Achs L'Shloishim Yoyim, when he said explicitly, Hoyma Harayolai Nazirois, when he had the words Nazirois, Kasar Roshi Kafar Oretz Kachalayoy. So that's why, according to Rebbe Yehuda, because he holds like Rebbe, he begins a naziris, and because it's a possibility that he meant mustard seeds, he's going to be one long naziris for the rest of his life, even according to Rebbe Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda misav like Rebbe, does Rebbe Yehuda hold like Rebbe? For Tanan, we learned, Hareni Nazir, Rebbe Minya Maisachama. If somebody accepts himself, he says the word Nazir, Kaminya Maisachama. So the Mishnah said, according to the Tanakama, what that represents is a series of naziris, the amount of days. That means, as we learned in the Mishnah, he accepted upon himself 365 30-day naziris, 365 months of naziris. Now, that opinion only follows the opinion of the Tanakhama. Because according to Rebbe, since he didn't use the word nazirois, since he didn't say the word nazirois, it'll be one long naziris of 365. So the question is, then our Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Hoya, Bekivin Shehish Lames. Rabbi Yehuda corroborates the opinion of the Tanakhama. Iyam Bishlam Naziris Kamakabalei. So we're going to say that when somebody says this, even though he didn't say the word Nazirois, doesn't make a difference, because according to Tanakhama, that word isn't crucial. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda is corroborating. Hainatama. So now we could understand. When somebody said he's taking upon himself Nazirois, Kinminyan Yemaisachama, so he takes upon himself 365 months, which as we said before, represents 30 and a half years approximately. And that's the case of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda refers to the Hishlam Meis. Eli Amrit Chod and Naziris Kabbalah. And we're going to follow the opinion of Rebbe, who is saying that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with. And it means one long Naziris. Because he didn't use the word Nazirais, we don't divide them into separate months. Miav Ashlam Aklal. Such a thing should never have an end. Void, because it would mean that he accepted 365 years of Naziris. It's unlikely that the person in the Mishnah lives 365 years. Void, Misav Lekrebi, how can we say the Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rebbe? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Yehuda, Oymar Reini, Nazir Minyan Hilkati. If somebody says, I'm going to be Nazir with the amount they used to keep piles where they would dry figs. Hilkati are piles of Hilkati kites of dry figs. Or Minyan Shivale Shemitah. We know that in the Shemitah year, everybody has to leave his field open. So even though normally when I have a field, I try to keep my field in order, and I have one path entering and in the field. In the Shemitah year, where everybody can enter my field, they keep on making paths. So the halach is, mine and the Naziris, we look how many piles of figs there are, we look how many paths there are, and that's how many months or terms of Naziris, 0 day Naziris, he has to keep. Mine and the Naziris, communion Hilkate Kayetz, or communion Shibali Shemitah. I, according to Rebbe, if he didn't use the word Naziris, we don't separate the Naziris. So why here do we separate? Answers the Gemara, Minyan Shani. Since he did, even though he didn't use the word Naziris, but since he used the word Minyan, that has the same din as if he would have used the word Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Umishani Leila Rebbe Minyan. According to Rebbe, does he hold that if somebody used the word minyan, he didn't use the word Naziris, but he used the word minyan, it has the ability to separate it into separate Naziris? But Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Hareni Nazir Kaminyan Yemaisachama. He didn't use the word Naziris, but he did use the word minyan. He said, Hareni Nazir Kaminyan Yemaisachama. Mani Naziris Kaminyan Yemaisachama. It means that he has to keep 365 months of Naziris. If he said Kamei HaLavona, Minor Kamei HaLavona. He has to keep 354 terms of 30-day Naziris. Rabbi Omer, Achiyam Naziris Alai. Rabbi says just because he used the word minyan doesn't separate them into separate Naziris. Only if he uses the word Naziris. So how can we say that the word minyan separates, which clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds? If Rabbi Yehuda follows the opinion of Rabbi, the only word that has the ability to separate is the word Naziris. Not the word minyan. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Savale Kavasei Bechada or Palaglei Bechada. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rebbe to one degree, but not completely. Savale Kavasei Bechada, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda the Chod Naziris. That if he didn't use the word Naziris, or he didn't use the word minyan, it represents one long Naziris for the rest of his life. However, or Palaglei Bechada, according to Rebbe, the only word that has the ability to separate is the word Naziris. According to Rebbe Yehuda, just like the word Naziris has the ability to separate into separate Naziris, the word Minyan has that ability too. Paragraph B'chad, the Rebbe Yehuda Shanalei Mina. According to Rebbe Yehuda, the word Minyan could separate. Rebbe Yehuda Shanalei Mina doesn't separate. One last word on this Gemara. It's interesting. The Tori Evan points out. We just quoted a Braisa. The Braisa says, Hareini Maina Kaminyan Yemaisachama, Maina Naziris Kaminyan Yemaisachama, and then it says Kamei Alavona. Ask the Tori Evan, why by Yemaisachama does the Braisa use the word minyan, and by Yemaisachama does the Braisa not use the word minyan? Either, it should be consistent. Either use it or don't use it. So the Tori Evan says what the Braisa is trying to teach us is the difference of opinion. The Tanakama, who's Makel, is Makel, whether he used the word minyan, whether he didn't use the word minyan. Yemaisachama represents 365 months of separate Naziris. Whereas, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to use the word minyan. And according to Rabbi, even the word minyan won't work. Only if you use that word could you separate. and Fnat not. So the Braisa wanted to give us an example of each man the Omer's opinion. Says the Gemara, Tanar Abonim, Hareini Nozer Kol Yimei Chayai. If somebody says I'm going to be Nozer for my duration of my life, or somebody used the word Hareini Nozer Olam, he has a din of a Nozer Olam, and as we said at the beginning of the Shir, Machlokes Rishonim, does that mean he has to be a Nozer for the rest of his life, or does it mean that he is one long Nozer for the duration of his life? Even if he lives, but if he says Mei Shana, Elv Shana, Ain's a Nozer Olam and Nozer Olam. He's certainly not a Nozer Olam, but he's a Nozer for the rest of his life, one long Nazirus. Tana Rabbanan, Hareini Nozer V'Achas. If somebody said the words Hareini Nozer V'Achas, the loch is Manishtayim. He has to keep two terms of Nazirus. Nozer is the first term, Achas representing the second term of a 30-day Nazirus. The Karen Iris says that why is Achas, this is a nice way to connect the beginning and the end of the parak, why is Achas considered an acceptable means of declaration of Nazirus? It falls under the category of what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta of Yodas Nazirus, which the Mishnah taught us Yodas Nazirus is an effective way of accepting Nazirus. If somebody said V'oid, that means he said Hareini Nozer V'Achas V'oid, minus Shalosh. He has to keep 3 30-day terms of Nazirus. If somebody says Hareini Nozer V'Achas V'oid, the shuv, mine arba. He has to keep 4 terms of the Naziris. Ask the Gemara Pshita. This is obvious. What is the Gemara trying to teach us? Answers the Gemara. Matter time of Vishuv. We would think that the word Vishuv doesn't mean that he's adding another month. Rather, if somebody says, Hareini Nozer V'Achas V'Oid, that he already has to keep 3 terms of Naziris. Perhaps when he uses the word V'Oid, what it comes to mean is that he has to duplicate what he already has to do. So if he already has to keep 3 months of Nazirus, by saying the word Shuv, he's going to have to keep a total of 6 months of Nazirus. Manatem v'shuv kikula, he's going to have to keep he's going to have to just keep again what he already has to keep. And since he already has to keep 3 terms, now he's going to have to keep 3 more terms, which will give us a total of 6 terms. Kamash Malan, the lie that Vishuv represents only 1 more term of Nazirus, and he's going to have to keep a total of 4. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, if somebody says, Hareini Nozer, somebody says he's a Nozer, so he has to keep 1 term. Sumchas, Omer, if he, on top of the word Hareini Nozer, he says the word Hain, Hain means 1, so he has to keep another month. Achas. Digun, if he says the word Digun, Digun means 2, and he has to keep 2 months. Trigun means, with the word tri, shalosh. Tetragon, 4, means 4. Pentagon is 5. He has to keep 5 terms of Nazirus. Tanrabon, bias eagle. If somebody has a round home, or a digun, or a house with 2 walls. Trigun, a house with 3 walls. Pentagon, a house with 5 walls. Enematam binagon. He doesn't become, that house is not subject to becoming Tamei with Nagon. If he has a house with tetragon, with 4 walls, Matam with Nagon. My Tama, Lamatu Oimer, the Pasik that describes the Dinim of Nigei Batim, uses the word Kirois. Now, it would have been adequate for the Torah to write the word Kir, which means a wall. It uses the word Kirois, which is a plural, which means at least 2 walls. Lamalu Oimer, then there's another Pasik that again, instead of using the word kir, uses the word kirois. Again, the minimum is 2. Hare kanarba, 2 plus 2 equals 4. So the house has to have 4 walls to be considered a house that is subject to nigei batim. 2 comments. One is, the Mefarshim ask that the Gemara has a similar drasha regarding sukkahs. That how many walls does a sukkah have to have? Sukkahs. That has to have 4 walls. So why don't we say that only a sukkah with 4 walls is a sukkah? We know that the Mishnah says, Masech the sukkah, that sukkah ogul, if you have a sukkah that's a round structure, it's a kosher sukkah. Why don't we compare it to our Gemara? So Rishonim say, by a sukkah, the walls are not the crucial element of the sukkah. The crucial element of the sukkah is the schach, and therefore we don't pay that much attention to the walls. It's interesting to note, our Gemara just quoted a braisa that says that a house with two, three, five walls is not subject to Negei Batim. In fact, somebody commented to me that everybody who built a house in Eretz Yisrael should have built a house without four walls, so you should never have a problem of Negei Batim. The Mishnah that says the exact same din, in Masechta Negaim, speaks about a house with two walls and a house with three walls not being subject to Negei Batim, but it doesn't mention the halacha, what will be a house that has five walls. So it seems that a house with five walls would be mechuyev, would be subject to Negei Batim. We have a machloikis between the Brice and the Mishnah. So Mefarshim explain what is the machloikis based on. There's a Gemara Masechta Menachos that says as follows. Certainly a garment with less than four corners is not obligated in the mitzvah tzitzis. What will be the halacha if you have a garment that has five corners? One man Dhamma says, if five corners includes four corners, and you're mechuyev in tzitzis. The other man Dhamma says, no, if it has five corners, it's not mechuyev in tzitzis. Say to Mefarshim, that's the machloikis. The same machloikis that we find by Hilchus tzitzis will be by Hilchus Negei Batim. The man Dhamma, who says that a beged with five corners is mechuyev in tzitzis, will also say that a house with five walls will be mechuyev, will be subject to the din of Negei Batim. The man Dhamma that says that a garment with five corners is not mechuyev in tzitzis will also hold, as this price holds, that a house with five walls is not subject to the dinim of Negei Batim. Hanu l'kol kanuyeh, hanu l'kol kanuyeh, hanu l'kol kanuyeh.